It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Golf DMV podcast. I'm Claude Jennings in studio. A little different type of show today. You will hear from Sherman. You will hear from LB. And we've got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about our best and worst moments on the course for ourselves. You know, I don't know if we're actually qualified to talk about our worst moments. We probably should have, although I guess this podcast really is about most of our worst moments. That's all we seem to do is talk about each other's worst moments, right? But we're going to talk about our most memorable moments this year on the course, on the courses that we play. So maybe even talk about some of our worst moments. Maybe we'll just skip over that, right? We'll also talk about some of our favorite moments from the tour, the PGA Tour, some of the things we like the most this year. I have a feeling that everybody's going to have something to say about Tiger. Like, Tiger's probably going to be on everybody's top list, right? And also, worst moments. Maybe we'll talk about some of the worst moments on tour. We'll see about that. But I want to get you caught up to date with everything going on. Look, golfdmvpodcast.com is the website. You can get in touch with all our social pages there. You can listen to the podcast there. The store is coming soon. We've got the hats that are going to be here. So be sure to order those hats once they get in. We'll definitely let you know. For sure, when those hats are in and when you can order them. We're talking now to a couple of courses local in the DMV to see if we can get them to actually carry the hats inside the pro shops here in the DMV. Kind of like, hey, man, look, we're a golf podcast that highlights your courses. So why not put the hats in the stores and we can, you know, get the DMV, all the golfers in the DMV wearing these golf DMV hats. But that's coming up a little later on. So also, we've got another update from LB about tickets. I don't know what it is about LB and these tickets. He's always getting tickets. So yeah, we'll have an update with that. But let's jump right into today's show. LB's going to check in right now. LB's not even in the country. Let's hear from LB. He's going to give you the lowdown on where he is right now.
In the immortal words of Brent Musburger, you are looking live from Cancun Secrets Player Mejidez Golf and Spa Resort. We arrived earlier today. Weather is, it was nice, 78-ish sunshine. The flight was not bad, other than it was somebody who brought a kid. Why you take a kid to Cancun, I'll never know. Little kid, too. I'm talking like less than two, maybe between 12 and, I don't know, 26 months or something like that. Whatever. The little bastard cried and whined and screamed the entire flight. Fortunately, I had headphones and they had alcohol, so I was good. What else can I tell you? So the resort that we're staying at, it's in a new area of Cancun that they are starting to develop. So it's further north from the, and I put in air quotes, the regular downtown Cancun area. For you that have been to Cancun, you know the main downtown area. We're about another 10 to 15 miles north of that area. So it's kind of secluded. The other area where we used to stay the last time we were here last year was closer to downtown, where bus service and taxis and everything, where people walking the streets, that kind of area. Where we are now is probably a good mile and a half off of the main road. So we are very much secluded compared to what we've experienced in the past down here. But the resort is beautiful. I mean, I can't say anything bad about it at all. We got here, we got our bags and got a nice room with an ocean front view. I will post some pictures on our Instagram site, at least a few. So I haven't done much today other than check in, walk the beach, had something to eat, and drinks, of course, because as soon as you get off the shuttle bus from the airport, they start feeding you champagne, waiting on you as soon as you get off the bus, and every turn there's somebody with a drink in your face. So it'll be one of those kind of vacations. As far as golf, I have a tee time scheduled for tomorrow morning, which will be Monday. the weather should be good tomorrow. There's rain scheduled, according to the weather people. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday is scheduled for rain. And actually, I think Wednesday and Thursday is actually thunderstorms. So I'm definitely going to play tomorrow. Friday's supposed to be nice. Saturday's supposed to be nice. If I can't play Tuesday, I definitely will play Friday and Saturday. So golf is included here, but there's a catch to it. So golf is included. You know, you get one round of golf per day, but you pay a cart fee. Guess how much the cart fee is? You guessed it. $99 freaking dollars for a cart fee. So, you know, is it less than what we would normally, what I played last time? Yes. The courses that I played the last year when I was here, I paid, I think about $125. I think the one place was $125, another place like $135 or something like that. So it's cheaper, yes, but it ain't a whole lot cheaper. So that is what it is. But yeah, I hope to get, I brought a book with me too, so I plan to get some rest and enjoy myself and, you know, enjoy the weather while I can, because it's, you know, it was monsoon at home when I left. So at least I have sunshine for today and the next couple of days. We have, look like we're going to have good weather before rain follows us to Cancun.
All right. Yeah. So there you have it. LB, vacation time in Cancun. The drinks are already flowing, as you can already tell. And we're going to hear back from LB with his favorite moments from himself on the course, and also his favorite moments on the PGA Tour from 2018. He's got a ticket update for us as well. But first, we want to check in with Coach Sherman. Coach has been busy all weekend long, man. He and St. Vincent Pilate men's basketball team, varsity, man, they're doing a lot of traveling. I believe they were at the Bullis Holiday tournament, and I think they finished second. Made it to the championship game and lost there, but you know they fought hard. You know Sherman, the boys, did a great job. So here's Sherman now checking in with what he's been doing with the basketball team and his favorite moments from the PGA Tour, and also his favorite moments. And, you know, I think I know what his favorite moments are. It might have something to do with breaking 90 this year. Let's hear from Sherman.
Hey, folks. So Claude had the great idea that we didn't have to go to the studio today, so big, you know, hand clap, golf clap for Claude. Since LB's out of the country and I've been traveling on the St. Vincent Pilate basketball highway and byway with the Bullis Holiday Tournament this weekend, I get to record this sitting right in front of my fireplace at home on a cold, rainy Sunday evening. So Claude wants us to tell our favorite and least favorite moments of 2018. I'm guessing he meant golf wise, because clearly being hired as a basketball coach would be my high school basketball coach would be my top moment of 2018. But if we're talking about golf, Claude, I'm gonna have to say you are, and our listeners already know this answer, breaking 90 for the first time at Seascape down in the Outer Banks this summer. So that was clearly my top moment of 2018. Also, the thing I would say is just how the podcast has grown so much this year. Thank you to all the listeners, loyal listeners, new listeners. You know, just seeing that, and really, it's not even a job. I mean, I get to get together with two of my best friends and just talk golf, talk life, talk basketball, talk whatever, politics, and really, we just turn the microphone on, and you guys get to hear, you know, three idiots talk pretty much. As far as the worst moments of 2018, I don't really have any. I mean, it's been a great year. It's been a lot of fun, you know, great work, you know, great job. Well, when I say work, great job, I was going to say great work-life balance, because I do get to play golf, you know, great family and friends. So nothing to complain about there. Now, if we want to talk about the PGA, come on now. We all know the reemergence of Tiger was by far many people's favorite moment of 2018, definitely mine. You know, he just, you know, LB had made a comment during one show this year where he said, I said, Tiger moves the needle, and LB cut me off and said, no, Tiger is the needle. That's, you know, I mean, it's just true. I mean, it makes the game so much more fun, you know, with Tiger just exploding and having the year he had, I mean, you know, how much fun was that just for everyone involved? Worst moment on the PGA? I don't really know. You know, maybe I don't. It's tough to say. I mean, I think it was a fun year. We saw a lot of, you know, kind of new faces that aren't typically at the top. You know, DJ was up there, but he didn't win it. So, you know, thank God for that, because you all know how I feel about DJ. But I don't know. I thought it was a really good year. I think that, you know, moving into 2019 and the LPGA, getting the pay bump, you know, and seeing them try to get some, you know, some type of equity, equality on, or, you know, get some equality, I should say, pay equality, is important, you know, for the game and for, you know, little girls that are growing up who want to play golf. So that's great as well. But I don't know if there's anything really bad this year. I guess we could talk about the Ryder Cup, but nobody even cares about the Ryder Cup. So maybe the only bad thing is that Tiger lost to Phil in that, in the match, the day after Thanksgiving. So that's about all I got. So, you know, again, thank you to everyone for your continued support, and looking forward into going into 2019. I guess we'll record an episode before Christmas. But you know, if we don't, then tune back in and, you know, the first week of January, and let's get this thing rolling and have some more fun, some more laughs, and hopefully a lot more golf.
All right. Great work there from Sherman. Thanks for checking in. Congratulations to St. Vincent Pilates men's varsity basketball team. Man, good job there, Sherm, you and the kids. Man, look, if you follow Golf DMV on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook, we'll keep you updated with Sherman's basketball team with St. Vincent Pilates. Man, maybe you can get out there and support them if you're in any of the areas where they're playing. Man, it's really good work that he does there. Let me tell you something. Sherman coaches these boys, but he cares so much about these boys. I've seen him recruit. I've seen him, you know, try to get some of his players into college and things like this. And he's, look, let me be honest with you. Some of the stuff that he was doing before getting to St. Vincent Pilates, he was doing stuff that some of his boys' high school coaches wouldn't do for them. And he's a kid that he would coach in a rec league and stuff like that. And he's looking out for them in ways that some of their high school coaches weren't. So, I mean, he cares about these kids that he coaches. So, you know, if you get an opportunity to check Sherm out and stuff like that, be sure to do that. But again, you can follow that on all of our social. You can get all the information about our socials right at the website, social media sites. You can go to golfdmvpodcast.com and get all that stuff there. All right, let's head back to Cancun. You know LB's there. You can hear the party in the background for the most part, and he's going to share his favorite moments from 2018. Here we go.
So the best of 2018 review. For the PGA, of course, my favorites of 2018 would have to be Tiger, Eldrick Woods winning. I guess that was the last tournament of the year that he won, when he had the, well, like he parted the Red Sea on the 18th hole with all those people were following him up to the green. But honestly, the one that I think captured me more was when he didn't win at the British Open. I believe that was the British Open. I could be wrong. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. But I think it was the British Open when he was in contention there for a while. He had the field was a couple strokes ahead, and he had kind of caught up and got the lead for, I think, one or two holes before he did the moonwalk and let it go. But to me, that was more exciting than when he actually won. I forget the name of that, whatever that last tournament was that he won. But the British Open, I could be wrong. It may not be the British Open, but I thought it was when he made that charge and got in contention and then got the lead, but then let it go. That was more exciting to me than him actually winning. But, you know, I think everybody, as long as you're not a Tiger hater, would have to agree that Tiger actually getting back in the winner's circle was probably the highlight of 2018 for the PGA. Well, at least it's mine. If nobody else don't agree with me, hell with you. My highlights for the year, I have two actually, and I apologize because I'm out of town. I can't get into my scorecard account to see what the score actually was and where I actually scored it. But I think I shot a high 80s somewhere, 80s, 887, Now, I think it may have been Falls Road sometimes in 2018. That would be my low round of the year. So that goes, you know, without saying, I guess is one of my highlights. But actually, even in lieu of that, my other triumph for 2018 would have to be Lake Presidential finally getting the gauntlet. I mean, I didn't score well for the entire round. I think I shot 91 or 2 or something like that. But I think I went plus 2 or 3 or something like that through the gauntlet. I can't remember because I don't have access to my information. But getting back at the gauntlet after it kicked my ass for 2 or 3 rounds, you know, getting some get back from the gauntlet, to me, probably actually, honestly, if I'm honest with myself, that problem to me was more exciting and more fulfilling than actually shooting in the 80s or whatever I did at the other courses that I played in 2018. Because the gauntlet was taking my lunch every time I played, so it was really satisfying to finally get back at it and get some revenge on the gauntlet. And I will go back again next year, and the gauntlet and I will battle again in 2019 and probably for years to come. But at least I got one. You know, she probably got me 10-1 right now, but I got that one, so I feel good about that.
You knew the gauntlet was somehow going to make it to LB's moments of 2018, whether it was his top moment or his worst moments. Yeah, I don't think LB or Sherman mentioned worst moments, but said he's not sure. LB didn't mention. Well, no, I guess he said the gauntlet could be best or worst, huh? I don't know. They weren't really too keen. They didn't spend a lot of time on worst moments. Maybe later in the show, I'll spend some time sharing their worst moments on the course, because I remember a few of them, and maybe I'll share a little later. But what I want to do is share some of my best moments from the PGA Tour and from me playing this year. I think I'll start with the PGA Tour. Of course, Tiger. Tiger, you know, honestly, is number one on everybody's list. But I'm going to throw something in there that I think some folks may have forgotten, and it's kind of offbeat. It's not really in the mainstream. One of my favorite moments from the 2018 PGA Tour was, do you remember, and I think it was Kevin Na, when we got a behind-the-scenes look at this argument he and his caddy had where the caddy was saying, look, don't hit that club, because if you hit it, you're going to hit it too far, you're going to fly over, you're going to be in the bunker, you're not going to have a good shot. And they're going back and forth. Kevin Na decides not to listen to the caddy. And what does he do? He flies it over the bunker. And he has a worse shot than the caddy even thought. And so the caddy's just kind of looking at him, you know what I mean? And then he's giving him kind of an earful when they get to the second shot. And then what does Kevin Na do? He holds out from the second shot, gets a par. I mean, and that was such a funny thing, because it's like, yo, the caddy's telling them not to do it. And so that was kind of one of my favorite moments, because he, at the end, he ended up being right, but he was really, you know, wrong. But of course, you know, Tiger, number one, mounting that comeback. Everybody wanted to see it. There was big questions about Tiger winning again. Like, will he ever be able to do it? And he did. Now, here's another thing when you take the Tiger effect into account, as far as him being having the best moment of 2018. It's the fact that when we started 2018, if anyone was to say that Tiger would just play in all of the tournaments that he was scheduled to play in, and he would not be hurt, that would have been a successful season. Now, again, listen to what I'm saying. At the beginning of 2018, if we were to say Tiger would play every single tournament he was scheduled to play, forget where he finished. He would just play. You know, he'd make the cut in some of them, I guess, right? And he would not be hurt. He would not get injured. This would have been a successful season for him. He shattered that. By the time we got to June, the expectations had changed. Again, the expectations for success was just play in all the tournaments, don't get hurt. By the time we got to the summer, it was about winning for him at that point. And so those expectations changed so fast. So one of my favorite moments for myself, now let me tell you, I didn't have a ton of highlights, but I think one of them, the best one might have been, and LB can remind me maybe when he gets back from Cancun, because I can't remember exactly which course it was. Either Timbers at Troy, or it might have been Waverly Woods. It's possible that it wasn't either, but I think it was one of those two. Maybe it was that Father's Day weekend doubleheader we did. I can't remember exactly where it was. But anyway, it was a long par 5. Maybe it was Lake Presidential. It might have been Lake Presidential. A long par 5. I hit it middle of the fairway, which doesn't happen often, but I did, middle of the fairway. So now we've got about 225 to the green, and it's an elevated green. Man, I said, you know, I'm going for it. I'm just going to go for it. You know, the round was already, you know, looking bad anyway. So I whip out my 5-wood. Man, I smoked that ball, put it right on the green. 2-putt birdie. Best moment of golf I had probably in 3 years. So that was my moment of 2018. I'm not even going to share my worst moments because there's too many to chronicle. I mean, there's the times where, you know, I'm in the middle of the fairway and there's water to the right of me, maybe about 20 feet. I can't remember where we were playing when this happened, but I'm in the middle of the fairway. There's water to the right, just 20 feet away. I mean, and off the tee, I smoked the ball. I'm in the middle of the fairway. Water, I mean, literally, I almost have to hit the ball backwards to get it in the water. That's how close the water is to me to the left. What do I do with the second shot? I put that joint right in the water. Now, I'm left-handed. So usually when I shank something or dribble, it will just go to the left because the club face is open and I'm tightening up. I don't know how this ball was able to get to the right, but it went to the right. Didn't even go 10 yards in front of me. As a matter of fact, I think it went further right than it went forward. It had to. It had to go further right than it went forward in order to even get in the water. So, yeah, that was a bit disappointing. So that was probably my worst moment from 2018. You know what? Some of my other best moments were I played a lot of golf, and I played a lot of golf with these guys, with Vernon, with LB. Got a chance to play with Coach B. That was a pleasure. Coach B, gosh, and Coach B's buddy Charles. Got a chance to hang out with those guys. Man, had some fun playing golf with Brant. Hadn't heard from Brant in a while. Man, it'd be good to hear from him. Got to playing with Sherman. Playing with these guys a lot more this year than I've been able to in years before. So that was really good to be able to do that and catch up with these guys. Okay, so now we're going to check back in with LB before we close the show out. LB's got an update on this whole ticket thing that he's got going on. He's always getting these tickets, and you guessed right, folks. He got one more ticket. He's going to tell us about it right now.
So I posted on our Instagram page a few days ago a picture of another ticket. So this is my third time, and I didn't get stopped this time. This was actually a speed camera. But if we go back, I guess for the last month, this is my third encounter, I'll call it, with the law enforcement of the DMV. So I got pulled over leaving Sherman's house one night in Howard County, where he said my light bulb was out on my tags. Didn't get him a ticket or anything, but he, you know, showed his tendencies, I'll say it that way. The second one, I actually did get a ticket for making a going straight through a right turn only lane by Officer Fatboy up on in Fairfax County and a $69 administration fee, which is straight bullshit. And then the other day, I got a one in the mail from the D.C. government. So I got everybody. I have the entire DMV. Let's talk about that. I have the entire DMV captured now. So I got I got Howard County pulled over in Maryland. I got a ticket in Virginia, and I got a speed camera in D.C. I got the trifecta of tickets and or law enforcement assholes. So this latest one, it was on Thanksgiving Day, mind you. I went to see my brother who was in the hospital, and he's doing better. Thank you for your thoughts and well wishes. So somewhere on New Hampshire Avenue, I don't even know where the camera is. I'm going to have to get the ticket out and make sure I know where it is so I don't get caught again. But I was going 42 in a 30 mile per hour zone, and guess how much the ticket was? I'll pause while you think about that. That's right, $100 for a 12 mile over the speed limit infraction. $100. And which is a little bit different than Fairfax County. I mean, both of those tickets came out to be about the same. The difference is Fairfax County, you had, I think, close to your court date before you had to pay it. And my court date, I think, was March or something. I've already paid the ticket, but you had until March to pay the ticket. D.C., you have, from the time I got the ticket, I think you have 2 weeks to pay the ticket. And if not, it doubles to $200. So, obviously, I've paid it, but it's just, you know, it's... Yeah. I don't know what we're doing with these tickets. I mean, I understand, you know, you want people to slow down, you want this and the other, but $100, I mean, come on, y'all. What'd you need? I just say, uncle? I mean, $100, really? That's just, I know Montgomery County, if you get speed camera tickets, because I've got speed camera tickets before, they like $40. You know, and, you know, I don't want to give away $40 and I don't want to give away $100 either. So the money to me is not a deterrent for me, at least. Maybe it might be for some other people, but it's not a deterrent for me. But I think $100 is pretty ridiculous. I mean, it is what it is. But so, yeah, I have the trifecta now, D.C., Maryland and Virginia. Hopefully, because I have the three, it's everything comes in threes. So hopefully I'm done. Well, now I think about it too. We're going into a new year, 2019. So maybe I got to start all over again to get another trifecta before these people leave me alone. Some people say, well, you could just slow down, but who wants to do that?
You know, I was going to say that's always an option. It's always an option to just kind of slow your roll, slow down. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this special edition of the Golf DMV podcast. Again, man, we're all over doing all kinds of things, and the holiday season is in full swing. So a little busy. LB's on travel doing what the 1% do, getting out of the country and having fun. And Sherman's coaching basketball, man. Yeah, I know me. I've got tons of stuff going on. And so we were able to put together this special kind of a holiday edition, I guess, wrap up of 2018. We're going to get you a show before Christmas. We'll see when LB gets back in town, if we can get together and put together a Christmas show for you. If not, we'll definitely do one before the new year. Man, enjoy the season. Enjoy your family and friends. Again, golfdmvpodcast.com is the website. Man, as soon as those hats get in, we're going to put those for sale. You might see them in some area pro shops. When we tell you which pro shop they are in, we're going to make sure you get out there, purchase those, show your love for Golf DMV. It's your podcast. It's your area. These are your golf courses. Man, and we love reviewing them for you and hanging out and having fun. So until next time, guys, take it easy.
You're listening to the Golf DMV.